Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuningizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well and is gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. It is Thursday Live. It's your talk show. Thank you so much to Johan Els. Enjoy your long weekend, Johan. Enjoy your long weekend. Relax. And I know I'm going to see some beautiful photos of you looking at the sunsets and the sunrise. Yeah. Nice cookies there and all that. Please, courier some for me, please. Courier some for me. And then I will enjoy myself here, courtesy of Johan Els. All right, let's get to it. This young man is from Mamelodi. And sometimes people don't believe in the thing that the Father is impressing in your heart, because popular things seem to be pointing the other way. He stuck on to his music regardless. Listen.
We are here 24 hours with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
All right, the music of Thapelo Lefifi there. This is the original, man, you know, the original. And we trust and believe the Father is doing you good. I just had a message from Bongani. Bongs, the man who used to do all the buttons here, man. And then he says, whenever I get a chance, I listen. Thank you so much, Bongs. I really, really appreciate, my brother. I really appreciate so much.
Pulapula iRadio Pulpit ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe eliminyana. Zivulele ngokwakho iapp yethu okanye umamele ku radiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona na ku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
All right, we are talking about our weapons and armor. That is what we are talking about this very, very, very evening. And of course, what do we make out of this? What do we make out of this? Because we seem to be facing situations and challenges in life. And these which are breaking us down at times. And I wonder if people at times, we get a time to remember that we have an armor, you know, that has been given us, our weapons at our arsenal that have been given us. Because of the pain at times, we tend not to look into this. Look, man, I've experienced pain. I've experienced challenges. I've been knocked down many, many, many times. And it's very rare that you'd find me remembering, oh, by the way, I have my armor. I have my armor and I have my weapons. And he starts calling them by name. Yes. You know, and it's true. I've gone through a lot in my life. A lot. In my life, you know, I could write books and books and books about the things I've gone through. I've lost people that I really, really, really cared about. They died unnatural deaths. And sometimes we become so helpless. And I remember at some stage, I was still driving my red car and I went on and then I stood next to a river and I said, Father, I was driving next to a river and a mountain. I said, Father, defend me from these people. Just like that. You know.
Yeah.
And there was a time I remember one boss of mine at the SAPC, he said, "Ire, you have been knocked down. You can't go down more than this. You have been knocked down. Your being knocked down is completed. You're down and out. Mm. So don't be afraid that there'll be another blow that will knock you down. You're down already. So be happy that you've been knocked down." TKO. TKO. You know? So that was the situation with me. And sometimes I think when we go on to the aspect of our lives and we see things that are happening, we tend to look down at ourselves. You know, we tend to look down at the weapons that we have, or we don't consider them. You know, what can be done just to make us consider these? What can be done so that when we are in dire straits, we would be able to refocus and to recoup, you know, ourselves and be able to stand firm. That is one of the things that really challenges me so much. Buddhist Makam, Dumela, welcome, sir.
Ngiyabingelela mfundisi wami namishawetha enkweni vithi lamatimba la Yesu Yahusha Hamashiach ngiyabingelela nonke egameni lika Yesu and ngibingelela uapostle Phumulamfene ngibingelela upastor Green ngibingelela the board of Christ all over the world lapha bamamele bekhona ngegama elingadingi vote egama elinamandla lona lodwa. Yazi amanye amakhosi azalwa ayafa. Lo akasi uyaphila.
Uyavuka. He lays down his life and then he takes it up again.
Baba. Impilo yakhe akabulawanga wayinikela.
Come on now.
Ngenxa yokuthanda umuntu.
Yo.
We understand. You know kwala ama main line wethu la sizicreatele wona sithi u Ray u indlela or u Ray uyini uma ubuka uthola ukuthi sekafile abantwana sebayabanga
akaphuphaka sekafile
ngapha umshane ngapha umzukulu ufile
bakabu ngithatha kanje angishoni ngiyafa.
I thought
ilwane ezivayo. Serious.
Umuntu ushonile seyihlobisa kancane.
Ufile.
Ufile.
Umuntu ongamazi uNkulunkulu and umuntu onganasimile onganamoya engcwele and something that does not have a soul like an animal. Yafa. Ngiyakuzwa. Ngibuza kahle.
Yifile.
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa.
Angithi phela uma ingamazi umnikazi wempilo ayinaye loyo uNkulunkulu loyo lapho. So kuthi ze an animal.
Ngiyakuzwa.
A man without God, mfundisi, ungayikhompera nani?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa. Hayi.
Yebo.
Angiphikisi mina ngithi, ho.
Akusho.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Phela akusho wena, akusho mina.
Ngiyagcwalisela ngithi, hey. Kusho ukuthi manje mina sengiyisilwane, wathi Ray ufile.
Uma ngaba ukhona ufuna ukushaya angashayi wena kusho mina makashayi mina.
Yeah, that's very funny. I actually like it. It's very funny. We have the Apostle Phumulamfene also on the line. Hey, Apostle Urinda.
Hey, Braya Kali Muruti Makamu. Hi, Muruti Wava Kalisela. Diko Khanke Bona.
Yeah, Arnaki Afa.
Aribona Wena. Saha Kusu Aribona. They must deal with him.
Yeah.
And I don't know about that permanently, Joe. I think to have somebody like him at your corner. It's
Mang, Makamu.
Yeah.
Ora Makamu.
Why?
Makamu ke no tabata alla munnamu. Mbunisi. Shungu. Yena lo kulma yelo. Yena lo.
Mtakubaba.
Yena lo.
Or they must come to me.
Walitsi li praka ne hello bona monga lona hore le tella byang.
Faso.
Ari faso. Usha mara pumla.
Hey, Kim Nati, man, by God's grace, and I can hear as well, you're fully recovered. With them.
Yeah, and yeah, no,
wonderful,
I'm recovered.
Listening to all our wonderful listeners in different parts of the world, from different spaces and places, and we believe we're going to have a good time, and wonderful greetings as well to Muruti Greeny as well, Muruti Makamo, and Luena Joe, and we are excited for another yet great time in the presence of God.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that really we really need to do, man, it's the international audience that says, and sometimes I look, that says, hey, Pumla is on the show, we are going to tune in and all that and stuff. But we have audiences internationally that we need to recognize. And we say, welcome and thank you so much. We have audiences. Komaputo, vaka you know.
Vaka you know.
Vakuto.
And then thank you so much. And then also welcome to Pastor Green. Hey, we are talking something tonight. We are touching base on the issue of our weapons and armor. What our weapons and armor are even all about. When we started the show, I was saying, you know, sometimes it happens, a person goes on to say quite a lot of things about our weapons and armor. And to a great extent, when danger comes, hey, we forget our weapons and armor. Né? We actually complain and blame the Father and say, yeah, you allowed this thing to happen. Yeah, you're allowing this thing to happen. You know, hey, check this out, Makamu. Someone basically goes on to actually do the thing, the sexual thing, and then comes back to the Father and says, why did you allow me to do that? No. Yeah. Why did you allow me to do that? But in the temptations, the Father has provided the door, and most of the times it's us that shut that door of escape. Man is tempted above his ability, as the Father has apportioned the grace. But the Father will always give a door of escape. Should a man be overwhelmed? Should a person be overwhelmed? It's us who close that door, and then in is it close? But it's a chica. You lock it. You lock yourself inside that temptation, and when you're done, do you remember the advert, Lexington? After action, satisfaction. Right. After actions, you start to say now, yeah, no. You actually allowed this. Why did you allow this? And someone said to me, I'm angry at God. I said, wow, man, you must be so powerful. Angry at God, yo. No. I don't think I'm the right person to talk to. I don't talk to people who are so powerful above God that they are angry with him. Hey, Muna, you must get another counselor. Now I'm Tosa. That's not my level. It's not my level. Why did he provide? Why did he allow me? Why did he allow this thing to happen? You know? That I can answer, you know, that I can answer. At the funerals, we hear people saying, Mudimu umutseri.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
But our Father is not a killer, that's Ibat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but kitatu ya Mudimu hura ashwe muto ingi. A mother who has two small babies. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. Anyway, we are talking about our armor and weapons. These are the armors and weapons of the saints that they have. And we need to look into this. Look, in the book of 1 Samuel, I know many people would go to Ephesians 6. No, I'm not going there. Anytime soon. I'm going to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. Umkonto. But I come to you in the name of Yahuwah, the host, the Elohim of the armies of Yasharal, whom you have defiled. Eh? Whom you have defied. He says, I come to you in the name of the Elohim, Yahuwah, the Elohim of the armies of Yasharal. He comes to this Philistine with an army. Our armor and weaponry. We always are traveling with an army. And then when we are faced with adversity, there's an army that goes with us. It's only us who don't want that army to fight on our behalf at times. And some battles are fought by this army, which we can't even sense.
Yeah.
Perhaps maybe in a dream, the Father can show you a bit of what this army of Yahuwah is doing on your behalf. Hi, Tina, we forget too quick, man. Shibale, seka kumunyu puti, ati iti nyavoma bo, uti nyavoma. Nano munga vom, bati vumela pezulu nyavoma, bati begi 3,000, la ui begi 3,000, bati au vumiga se, bakwatile, aba pasi bati bega I 4,000, ubegi 4,000, bati buya kusasa. Ngoba sengathi unenkani. Eh, yahamba manje kusazi yabuyela. Uyayibona, bathi ubuye negazi lembuzi. So, man, yofuna imbuzi, ubulala imbuzi. Ah, nkosi yami. And the army is with you at your disposal, but you reject it. Those who reject him, he says, I reject them. You know, if we reject him, he will reject us. So, we reject these armor that the Father has given us, the weaponry that the Father has given us. Amen. Yahusha HaMashiach defeats the devil point blank TKO in the desert, being hungry. And the devil says to him, turn these stones into bread.
Yeah.
And then he gives him the word, the sword of the Spirit. He stabs him with the sword of the Spirit. He says, hey, the Father says he cares about you. He will send his angels, his armor, his angels concerning you. Even if you drop yourself off a cliff of a mountain, not even your bone be broken. Not even your finger or your foot will strike a rock. And then he comes back with the word saying, it is written. You shall not test the Elohim, your Father, your Creator. You shall not test him.
Sure.
But much of the times, we don't get into that mode of our armor and our weaponry. And we find ourselves much of the times being defeated. And we run into social networks and we say all kinds of things about our Heavenly Father, which are unfounded. And it's sad that we find those things. People are saying those things. You know, when people are persecuting you, gossiping about you, you're not supposed to go on Facebook and say, these relatives, baseba kanna. The word says rejoice when you're being persecuted, because you're sharing also in the sufferings of Christ. Rejoice. You need to go to the Father and say, thank you that I am partaking in your sufferings. It means, my faith is genuine, man. You know, if people are striking me because of you, it means they see you in me. Manjetina, Facebook, Vantolovela.
Yeah.
Vavulavula, ngamina, yimi.
Ntabashbakela.
Yeah, ntabnadlaya.
Hey, my dad.
Yeah, so it is sad that we see those kinds of things. We see the manner in which we do things, and it's quite sad indeed. Coming up, we are going to be asking questions to our guests.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours. 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
There you go. And we are talking about our weapons and our armor. It's amazing also. When you look into Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, he said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yahuwah. This is pertaining to the story I was talking about. It's in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Don't say, eh, he was talking, he did not refer to the word. No, I did. There it is, Matthew 4, verses 4. Look into it, therefore, there. Now, check it out. In Romans chapter 13, verse 12 says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Our armor is also a uniform in the spirit and also in the body. We need to know that. Hey, Makam, what do you say? What is our weapons and armor today? Our spiritual weapons, the weapons of the saints.
Yeah.
What is it all about? Are we seeing ourselves really not heeding to these and using this? It's like being given a budget. You have 5 million and then usebenzisa I 200,000. Ubuyisela yonke imali ucabanga ukuthi bazothi you are a good minister. Wena wenzanga umsebenzi wakho kahle. Talk to me, Makama.
Yeah. Qala mfundisi wami angibingelele ibandla lonke nakumpostolo lapho ukuthi na namhlanje silitholile ithuba again uNkulunkulu ulungisile ukufisa kwami ukuthi na ngingamisrepresent kodwa ngimrepresenta ngendlela efanele.
Hallelujah.
According to the word of God ku 2 Corinthians chapter 5 uverse 20 uthi thina singamanxusa ka Christ. I ambassador mfundisi ngendlela bayi design ngakhona ayizi represent yona, i represent the country where he comes from. Then lapha a representa khona leya country leyana, he represent the moral values of the country where he comes from. Everything, culture, yonke into, uma bambona lo muntu.
Yeah.
Abathi hurray, but is South Africa, masithu ulekithi le Mozambique. Wena uwedwa uyi South Africa, wena wedwa.
That's why bangibamba inkunzi lelalanga leliyana.
Our excuse, man. So uma bakubamba inkunzi, i case yakho
ebodareni amasotsha. Yes.
Uma bakubamba inkunzi lapha eMozambique as an ambassador, it's not a national case, it's international incident yenzekile.
True.
Because kuthathwe umuntu uyi ambassador from the other country.
Yes.
When you touch this person, you are touching the country, yona ngokwayo. You are not touching individually, Lola.
So why are we afraid? Because now when njenge nxusa likaNkulu, an ambassador of Christ, anyone who touches you touches the kingdom of heaven. Why don't we have that attitude? Because you are putting it quite well that look, anyone who touches you, by the way, touches the government of heaven.
Amen. Nzalapho mfundisi wami. So how do we fight? We have to look as we represent our moral values of the country where we are coming from.
Yeah.
Uma ngaba kunimpi mina kumele ngilwe hayi ngendlela yase wena awulwe ngendlela yaseMaputo ngoba usiyena waseMaputo. Ulwa ngendlela yase South Africa.
Yeah.
Kuthi eSouth Africa thina uma silwa kanje angazi njengoba uthi umZulu nethande induku kethi mina.
Hey yeah.
So thina ke sikhonhla inqindi le. So wena uzobamba induku ngoba wena uwale eMzansi, mina ngibambi mina ngikhonhla
inqindi. The staff yakaMose induku, yeah, the staff sakaMose. Yeah.
But I said ngoba ulwa ngekwe culture yakho.
Yeah.
So thina as abantwana bakaNkulunkulu singama ambassador we are the country as a sehamba asiyena nje umuntu unatural. We have to look ukuthina umuntu uyi ambassador ulwa kanjani e country ni lesi suka kuyo, that is a heavenly place, balwa kanjani. Uthathe a very important message la umotina u David. I come to you in the name. In other words, la kwa le kingdom lela awubambi izikhale uthi mina ngi 1 about 10 ngaba slice awubambi ah mfundisi wami washeka
ah bazokuthola makhelwane wakho ke loyo bazokuthola
Yeah, mm.
Yes, sir.
I was bambi keleyo. Understand?
As
a slice.
Yeah. As a slice.
Yeah.
Sinendlela esilwa ngayo.
Yes.
Silwa kanjani ke thini? Uthi laphayana umpostolo Paul. Kuba Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God, it's a powerful word, stronger and sharper. Than a double-edged sword.
Yes.
Leli izwi lela likhaliphe kangakuba lingenelela lifike emathambeni lifike emkantsheni and li divide ne li judge nemicabango usacabanga seliyayijaja lona awukakacabangi futhi nokucabanga lona seliyakwazi ukuhlulela imicabango lona ngokwalo.
Yes.
So God gave us the word. Ukuthi leli izwi libe isikhali kithi ukuthi ngalo sikhuluma and si divide imicabango. Second Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 uthi we are in the world but we are not of the world. And we don't wage war as the world do.
Yes.
The world yi judge kanjani? The world uma yilwa yima nje yisho ithi na mina ngi 1 about 10 ngaba slice. That is the world.
Yeah.
The world uma yilwa ihamba inama bodyguard la ukuthi bay guard.
Hey.
I world uma yilwa yisaba abantu kunomuntu kumele ahambe phambili am protect ngoba i protection yaka yahusha hamashiyaki is not sufficient for yena. Ufuna le yake ukuthi uma se uma kunabantu abawuthu abaphethe ibhamu or abawufo baphethe ama R5 or whatever labantu laba bazongiprotect ngoba uyahusha akekho sufficient ukungiprotect mina. So mangihambe nalabantu labala ukuthi bangiprotect. Uthi noma se uphume enkonzweni, uphuma se kunabantu baqhelisa abantu endleleni, kuthi ningamthinti ningasondeli. Hey, you understand into fana nale ngoba uyahusha akekho sufficient. And we think ukuthi na we are in the kingdom while we are bringing the world to the church. That is how we fight. Then, how little nuku verse 4, mkela ungbekele kona lapu ku verse 4 mfundisi. Little lapu ku verse 4, kona lapu ku 2 Corinthians chapter 10. U verse 4, utina, ikali zetu are stronger to demolish ama strongholds ya ma demoni. Nama argument akhona. In other ways, uma kusaqala izinto this way they can demolish, can judge even imicabango lona ngokwalo lona liyakwazi ukulwa nezinto lona liphumile lodwa liyoyenza izinto lona ungazanga nje uncedise. Let us think about Jesus. The day beka azoboshwa.
Yeah.
Uyeza u Peter. Uyeza u Judah nabantu bakhe. Uyafika uyamqabula. U Peter wakhipha isikhali, wanquma indlebe.
uma qeda unqoma indlebe uyesu uthi na ay Peter mina ngingabiza even 10,000 angels ukuthi baqedele abantu but our fight is not a carnal fight. Our fight is a spiritual fight. When you win the battle in the spirit, then physically impi uya iwina.
Yeah.
So uthathe indlebe ukuthi lo muntu lola makanga hambe ayofa ngenayo athi inkinga angizwanga uma khuluma maka uthathe lendlebe yibuyiselwe yabuyiselwe indlebe ngoba impi uPeter uyibona physically kanti uChrist akayiboni physically le impilela is more spiritually and uChrist ngendlela impilwa ngakhona physically abantu bathi bawinile but le impilela uwinayo ulo abantu ngamehlo enyama bathi bawinayo ulo amehlo enyama abathina unqotiwe uyo winayo because lo akayilwe physically uyilwe spiritually whereas abantu ngamehlo enyama babona ukuthi lo uwinile uyathola lempilela sisingena nayo then ke kune equipment uNkulunkulu asinikeza yona umfundisi nkenga gym boxing
aw wena
for 7 years yes for 7 years
yeah
for 7 years I game yami uqala ngiqedelele ngiyi national champion yesikhisi KG. Laphana kwe boxing umfundisi. Kunento into yokuqala bakufundisa yona is to position yourself.
Yeah.
Into yokuqala is to position yourself. Before bakufundisa I jab ne hook ne right yonke lento lapho bakufundisa to position yourself umtana kaNkulunkulu must know how to position yourself because when you position yourself in the right way uyakwazi ukuthi na whether inqindi iza ku right or iza ku left or iza phezulu or iza ngakuphi you will be standing because i position lay ume kuyo uzimele kuyo ume in a right position then kune equipment ekhona lento ibizwa ukuthi it's armor how do you uphonsa kanjani i jab how do you go back how do you go forward uya kanjani kwa left uya kanjani kwa right yonke lento lelapho uyifundiswa so that ukwazi ukuzi defend so uNkulunkulu akasinikezi into then angasinikezi a way out uNkulunkulu usinike always when God gives you isn't always njengoba bewusho God will always give us a way out because at the end we are not of the world but we are just in the world we represent the other kingdom and we fight ngendlela i kingdom yethu yilwa ngakhona hayi ngendlela another kingdom of the earth yilwa ngakhona may the good lord bless you
thank you so much mfundisi makamu I really appreciate send us your whatsapp 0826572729 and tell us about our weapons and armor what has been your experience with our weapons and armor what has been your experience what are they even all about
our family is just getting bigger and bigger welcome to 657 am
all right here's a message I want to read this one I just responded to paul wilkinson paul says afternoon pastor ray my name is paul and I'm listening to your talk show on open view from verulam Never miss your show. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father be glorified in this. You and I coming together like this, we are learning together. May the Father be glorified. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, here's another one. This one is from Leseho. Leseho says, "Good evening, Pastor Ray. I'd like to seek your opinion on something unrelated to your current topic. A church member has graduated and our pastor is planning a surprise graduation celebration. As part of our celebration, fellow graduates are invited to wear their regalia. and everyone else is encouraged to dress up. My question is it fitting for us as children of God to celebrate this occasion during a church service? This isn't the first time something like this has been proposed. Previously, there was a suggestion to host a baby shower during the service, but it was eventually cancelled due to the differing opinions among the congregations. However, this time around, the pastor didn't seek our input, but instead informed us of the plan. Let's say the problem with this is that there are those who will never graduate, and they haven't gone to school, and not because they didn't want to. And there are those who didn't go to school because they didn't want to. There are those who wasted time. There are those who have never been afforded the opportunity. And there are those who are yearning to go and become graduates. But why are these celebrations not done outside the church? You know, or why don't you have a special occasion, not in a church service, but do a special occasion, a special communal occasion of encouraging intellectualism? I think that can really help. But it should not be that it's done in the church, because in the church you have a variety of people. You might be casting wrong aspersions, and sometimes others can misunderstand it wrongly. So I would advise that don't do it as a church service. Don't go that direction. The pura pura say it's fine. Hey.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
They are good, but let them not oppress the others. Let others not feel ukuthi they are less achieved. No. Let them not feel that way. All right. Anyway, we trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you, Dalu. I see the message is there. Message that is 2 seconds long. I don't know what it in Dalu. Dalu, I'm a message wako. They are 2 seconds long and akusebenzeki ngempela. All right. Anyway, let me come to the Apostle Phumlamfene. I want to read something, Apostle. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, as Pastor Kam was saying, but I'm starting at verse 7. It says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of Yahuwah and not of us.
Yep.
We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of Yahusha HaMashiach, that the life of Yahusha also may be manifested in our body." Now, check it out. "For we who live are always delivered to death for Yahusha's sake, that the life of Yahusha also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, 'I believed and therefore I spoke,' we also believe and therefore we speak." Now, why am I reading this passage? It's amazing, because look at verse 14. It says, "Knowing that he who raised up Yahusha HaMashiach will also raise us up with him and will present us with you." Huh?
Yeah.
"We have this as an armor, for all things are for your sakes, that grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of Yahuwah." Now, here it is. It says we have a treasure in earthen vessels that is the excellence of the power of the Father in us. Here's our armor. The excellence of the power of the Father in us. We believe this, and therefore we speak this. Christ believed it, and therefore he spoke it. And we saw the devil crumbling. But we don't seem to be aware of this weaponry.
Yeah.
What comes to mind, Apostle?
you know, the word of God we quoted in just now, it's very clear, and the Lord is trying to bring to our attention things that we are up against, but also there's a provision that has been given unto us, you know, the excellence of the power of God, that is that work within us. The followers, or greater is he that is in us than the one that is in that, and another advantage. But also, Muruti, having said that, I like also what Pastor Makamo mentioned when he touched on the sector. You know, sometimes because people don't realize that. I mean, we are a kingdom people, and also even the way we fight, we don't even fight according to the world standard. You know, the world standard say if you're big, if you've arrived, and if there's a threat as well, this is how you protect yourself. And then the protection is physical. Hence, Muruti Makamo mentioned bodyguards. Okay, also the others go at the route of putting the stickers. I guess people who are following leaders with bodyguards, you know. Because, I mean, obviously, if there's a bodyguard, then it means there's a threat. This person is threatened somehow. And so they want to be protected. But then... and like as I say, oftentimes most leaders that have bodyguards, you find that for their followers, banality speakers, you know that proves Urbona that they are somehow protected, and that's not how we acknowledge that we have the protection. Allow me to quote the word of God from the book of John chapter 17. I love what Jesus did here just before. You know, he parted ways with his disciples. And before I quote, I want to remind somebody listening that this world, is literally a battlefield. Yeah. And the enemy is on a mission. Mission Nahai Itri is seriously and simply outlined in the book of John 10:10. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So, and now we behave as if though we don't understand this truth. Hence, at the end of the day, people are bitter, people are angry because they end up becoming victims because they're not using what is at their disposal. So they become victims, and the enemy hits them hard because when you wake up, you forget that you're waking up to a battlefield. You're waking up to a real spiritual war, and the enemy is real, and the enemy has a score to settle, Banabamudim. You know, one of the things that the enemy wants from us is to make sure that we surrender our sickness. Because he will put you under pressure. Have you noticed that when you're at work and maybe your boss doesn't want you anymore and they want to just get rid of you and replace you with somebody, they will frustrate you and push you to a level where you will take your hand and resign and say, I'm out of here, I am done. And that's exactly what, you know, in fact, as much as the plan of Satan is to steal, to kill, and to destroy, that plan, it's when he's really frustrated, as he keeps coming and hitting you hard, you keep saying, Jesus is Lord. You don't give up. You continue with your confession. You continue to proclaim Christ. And then once he realized that, poor Oyemi, you're not moved, then that's when he resorts to killing. Killing is the last resort. But the ultimate aim of the enemy is to make sure you surrender and you speak like people who are bitter, who are angry on Facebook, that are saying all things that they don't know about. Because people are not about faith and they expose themselves to the enemy. The whole armor. Remember, as I'm saying, Murutu Hore, the truth of the matter is the enemy is the real enemy. The devil is the real the devil. We're in a battlefield. This world on its own is a battlefield. The devil has a plan for us. The Lord has a plan. But the plan of Satan is to really finish us, is to make sure we live a defeated life. But coming back to the scripture, I want to quote John 17 from verse 14 to 17. I have given them thy word. And the world had hated them. So one of the greatest weapon that we have is the word of God. And it's not only a weapon. It's also an armor that we can use to protect ourselves. The word is a defense. It defends us. It protects us. Or I've given them death. If God has given you death, if you're not making use of it, when you wake up in the morning, you don't dress up like you're going to an army. You dress up like you're going to a picnic. Then definitely you will be crushed. You will become a victim. And that's something, it's said that most of us, we don't realize that every time you wake up, you're waking up to to a warfare. You're waking up to a battlefield. And we are not ready. Just imagine Masole a South Africa. I am the battery, the picnic clothes.
This is
Hiya, Masika.
Imagine that.
Lidi hili, Baba.
Lidi zomtlinya.
Lidi jane, lidi jini te taite, Baba. So, but then the Lord says, I've given them your word, you know, because they're not of the world. It goes back to what the Pastor Makamo was saying, or we are a kingdom people. We can't fight like the world. We can't use. You know, the strategies that the world is. Paul says we are aware of the there are certain devices that the enemy uses against the people of God. But praise be unto God, because the God has given us barricade weapons.
Yes.
And he has given us an armor. But as you continue in verse 15, the Bible says, and I pray that do not take them even from this world. As much as it's a battlefield, ya ba rapella na he ke tsama o ska ba ntsa ba tla sala net issue ba tla tsana ba le banalana le yena diabolo and you know the word di ba khantle ntate mo mrana ke se or bona le cheer up in the world I have overcome. So he that has overcome has given you the power and the grace, has given you also devices, he has also given you strategies overcome. And I pray that born but deliver them from evil. That's another advantage that you have over the enemy. The greatest advantage we have, and also the greatest armor and weapon we have. We have been prayed for. So.
Yes.
I don't care. Be reminded that Jesus has prayed for you. Just keep me going over and over and over again. And they are not of the world, as I am not of the world. But verse 17, as I'm going to pause on this one so that we carry on. Or sanctify them also through your truth. Because your word
is truth. Yes.
Uh-huh. So if you don't know the truth, when the enemy comes, if you don't know the truth, you don't know the word of
you're
God.
In trouble.
Jesus really was tempted and tested by the devil. That was him. Took him to the highest peak. And are born, it is written. And Morana had to enter into that warfare and join the word of God and the truth. So sometimes we get defeated because as well, this word of God, Moses Urban, I will meditate on it day and we don't have it, we don't eat it, we don't meditate on it. Give yourself time to meditate on it. When the enemy comes and hits hard on you, you know, that weapon of something we bear is a double barrel. That is the word of God. It is not the word that comes out. Because then the enemy squeezes certain individuals because they're not using this armor and the weapons that God has given us. What comes out of them, it is the world. It is also the strategies of the world. So forth and so on. And when you do that, really, you are even it's even worse, Joe, when we take the alternatives.
It's sad. Thank you so much, Apostle. I really appreciate. We are talking about our armor and weapons. What do you say about them? What has been your experience? What does the word say? Do we talk about this quite often in the churches? I need to know from you. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. And of course, you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right, Pastor Green, let me bring this to you. What comes to mind? Our weapons and our armor. Grace to you. All right, I don't know what happened to the text, Yaga Pastor Green. Somehow, it has been silenced. Namandaz. Andaz. Aye, serious. Andaz. and as iyala, iyala straightforward, iyala. Iti mina angeke undidlale. Iti mina angeke undidlale ndiyala. But mina ndingumakaiva kaloku. Ndingumakaiva. Pastor Green, welcome. How? Beyisebenza nje manje. Yes.
Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Greetings, Pastor Ray.
Greetings.
Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Greetings to all the servants of God tonight on the platform. I want to greet our Pastor Makamo and our apostle in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And all the other servants of God who is listening in tonight, greetings in the name of Jesus. And even to the rest of our listeners, greetings tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Pastor Ray, we've got tonight, again, a very wonderful topic, hallelujah. Very powerful topic, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm sure we can talk about this topic until tomorrow, until next week. Praise the name of the Lord. But we got some few words that we want to share tonight, Pastor Ray, hallelujah. First of all, the topic tonight is our weapons and our armor, hallelujah. First of all, our weapons, Pastor Ray, and our armor, it's not physical, it's not carnal, hallelujah. It's not in the flesh. Our weapons and our armor is spiritual, hallelujah. It's spiritual, praise the name of the Lord. It's not weapons that you can see with your eyes. It's not weapons that you can carry around, hallelujah. But it is weapons, hallelujah, that we fight on our knees, hallelujah. We fight with our mouth, hallelujah. The other reason why our weapons are spiritual, Pastor Ray, because we are fighting spirits. We are having a spiritual warfare, hallelujah. We are not fighting a physical body, hallelujah, but we are fighting spirits. So that's why we need spiritual weapons, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Even the spirits that we are fighting, we cannot see them with a naked eye. Hallelujah. But we can just sense them when they are there. Praise the name of the Lord. That is even with our weapons. When we use our weapons, praise the name of the Lord. Those that have wrong spirits, they can sense the power of our weapons. Hallelujah. But they can't see the weapon with a naked eye. I have a few verses that I want to read, Pastor Ray. And then I will just talk about it and go as the Lord lead me. The second book of Corinthians, chapter 10. I want to read from verse 3, Pastor Ray. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Hallelujah. Everybody at home, you can read with me and the Lord will bless you. Second Corinthians, chapter 10 and verse 3. Verse 3 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. Verse 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Verse 6 say, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Hallelujah. Pastor Ray, first of all, verse 3 say, we walk in the flesh. We live in the flesh. But our warfare, when we fight, we are not fighting according to the flesh. Our war is not according to the flesh. Hallelujah. We are not fighting like the world. We are not fighting a carnal fight. We are fighting a spiritual fight. Hallelujah. That's why although we walk in the flesh, when we fight, we are not fighting the way we are walking. Hallelujah. Our fighting is different. Verse 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Our weapons are are not carnal. Hallelujah. We don't have weapons that when somebody upset us or make us cross, then we run home and we can fetch a weapon to fight with somebody. Our warfare is different, Pastor Ray. Our warfare is spiritual. Our warfare is mighty in God. Hallelujah. Our warfare is different from the warfare of the world. I don't know, when I look around, I see sometimes people have bodyguards. Pastor Ray, I don't know if it is right or wrong, but what I want to say is that the weapons, I can't go to church, Pastor Ray, and carry a gun. Because I think I want to shoot the devil with a gun. You cannot shoot the devil with a gun. You cannot stab the devil with a knife. Hallelujah. You cannot hit the devil with a stick or with a kiri or something. Our fighting is spiritual. The warfare that we have is spiritual. The weapons that we are using is spiritual. Hallelujah. It is not the same like the world. Verse 5 say, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Verse 4 say, bringing down strongholds, hallelujah, pulling down strongholds. When the devil has a stronghold on us, hallelujah, we can bring that stronghold down, but we cannot take it with our hands, grab it with our hands and bring it down, hallelujah. We do it spiritually, in the spirit realm, hallelujah. We are fighting this fight in the spirit realm, hallelujah, not in a physical realm, hallelujah. Verse 5 say, casting down arguments. Arguments already by itself is spiritual, Pastor Ray. It's spiritual. You cannot cast spiritual arguments down on another way, hallelujah. This is a spiritual fight, hallelujah. He said, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. How are we fighting this fight? On our knees. Hallelujah. How are we fighting this fight? When we lift our hands up and worship God. Hallelujah. How are we fighting this fight? When we sing choruses. When we sing worship songs. Hallelujah. This is how we fight this fight, Pastor Ray. When we read the Bible, this is how we fight this fight. When we call upon the name of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord, hallelujah. This is how we fight this fight. We are not using weapons that you can see with your eye. Hallelujah. Pastor Ray, you say, and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Every thought that exalts itself, everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we bring it into captivity. But how do we do that? On our knees. And where does it start, Pastor Ray? It does not start in the church. It does not start in the midst of people. It starts in our room. It starts when we are alone. Hallelujah. It starts in the time when we are fasting and praying. It starts in the time when we seek the face of God. When there's nobody around us. This is where that thing is starting. Hallelujah. Then the last thing that I want to talk about, Pastor Ray. And being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. In other words, Pastor Ray, when you are obedient, when you are obedient and listen and do what God called you to do and listen to the voice of God and be obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit, Pastor Ray, is then, hallelujah, that you can punish all disobedience. Now, disobedience, again, in itself, is spiritual. Hallelujah. It is not physical. So, how are we fighting disobedience, hallelujah, when our obedience is fulfilled, when we have obeyed the voice of God, when we listen to what God tells us to do? Sometimes we will fight a spiritual war, Pastor Ray, but we don't listen to God, and we will do things that we are not supposed to do. But God wants us to do the right thing. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Wow, thank you so much, Pastor Green. We're back with you again. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you well and is gracing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say pertaining to the issue of our weapons and armor.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.